Portlamora. Welcome to Port St Mary. Please drive carefully. The big sign on the edge of the village. Port Erin is over there. We're at four roads and the roundabout behind me. And there's Port St Mary marked on the map. Up here, Anna Lockton, a three-legs of man and a fishing boat. Fishing, of course, a major part of the Port St Mary history in decades gone past.
Pride of Portlamora, I can reap and plow a furrow, I can find the gentle aguam in the sand.
Well, here's a group of Port St Mary residents. Good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
You're outside the town hall, which I suppose you could call the heart of Port St Mary. How do you think the village is doing? It's had troubled times in the past, financial problems. This building had to be restored and refurbished, etc., but it's doing well now. How do you think the village feels now to actually live in?
I think there is an improvement with the town hall since the lights have been put on. Originally we were a little bit sceptical, but now that they're on it, it has made it very attractive for people living around here and for visitors who may want to come to Port St Mary. So that's an improvement, and there seems to be a little bit more attention to some of the details of the land around here and that, which has I think been since the new town clerk's taken over. I think he seems to take an active part, which is nice to see, apart from just sitting in the office like some of them used to do.
It's got a nice hall in there as well, yes, which is useful. Do you think it's important that a village like this has a central point like this?
Yes, definitely. I think the hall should be more freely available for free use for residents who pay the rates, rather than always being a charge. I know they've got to make things pay, but sometimes you find people who are giving charity concerts, etc., having to pay a lot for the place. I think they should get a concession.
Do you enjoy living here, Matt?
Oh, yes, very much so. I think they've smartened it up by the shops as well.
What about the shops?
Yes.
Do you think there's enough shops? Do you think?
Oh, yes, enough to keep us going.
I've come across the village now, down to the harbour, I suppose, and you can see it across there if you can call the town hall the heart of Port St Mary. Where I am now is the lungs of Port St Mary. In years gone by, of course, this was a bustling fishing port, and there are quite a few fishing boats over there at the moment. Over in the middle is the Gough Ritchie, the lifeboat, which, because this outer harbour is full of water all the time, it can be kept afloat at all times. And behind me, you can probably hear the sound of a mechanical machine. They are actually working on this breakwater that I'm standing on, the Alfred Pier, because it's in need of repairs and it's a little weak after a long time of use. And looking across the outer harbour here, of course, this is one of, in years gone past, the bones of contention whether there should be a marina built here. It's been discussed many times and quite a few studies put into it, but at the moment it's an abeyance, of course. Nothing is happening here at the moment, but could that be a talking point in the future down here in this village? Of all the places in Port St Mary, I suppose this is where you get one of the best views. I'm standing on the walkway looking towards the town hall again, around the bay, over towards Scarlet, and then towards the harbour. Sun glinting on the sea this morning and looking down. Oh, the beautiful clear water as you look down. Makes you almost want to throw your clothes off and jump in. But it's not just economic forces that can batter this small community. I remember walking along here and seeing big chunks of it being taken out by the sea a couple of years ago as the storms smashed their way against this fairly exposed bay, or exposed the right or wrong weather conditions. And that's the sort of thing that the commissioners have to be prepared to put right, obviously, when the sea takes a hand and presents them with quite a sizeable bill. So, you live in Port St Mary, madam. What do you think? Do you think things are going well down here?
I think there's room for improvement. There's very little in terms of shops and business in the village. Some areas you only have to look. This is quite a smart area, but one or two of the houses are quite neglected on it, and that's common in many areas of the village. It's got an air of neglect about it.
Madam, you think the same?
I think it's quite scruffy. I think they should do a bit more for the amount of rates we pay. I don't think they do enough.
Oh, that sea air clears the cobwebs. Well, if you anchor after a say in your local authority politics, Here's an anchor you might consider. I'm at Callow Point, Port St Mary. And the anchor here, magnificent, it commemorates Dunkirk. It's the anchor of the Mona's Queen, which was sunk during the evacuations there in 1940. A fine solid thing, an anchor holding a ship steady and secure. But who will be keeping Port St Mary steady and secure after the elections? But as for the future, well, if I turn this thoughtfully provided set of binoculars that have been provided here and squint through it and peer through them. No, afraid not. I can't see the future. I can't tell who's going to be elected here